closer. You're listening to Dread Central Radio. We hope you've enjoyed our holiday presentation of My Nuts Are Burning. Now stay tuned for our special holiday episode of Dreadtime Stories.
Good evening, boys and girls, on this fine, dreary December night. Gather round the fireplace with your hot cocoa and eggnog, and dim the lights while we chill and thrill you with a very special edition of Dreadtime Stories. Christmas is a very special time of year, full of wonder and merriment, when random strangers gather on your lawn to sing, and when people actually hope to hear someone climbing down their chimney. On any other day, we call that breaking and entering. But for just one night, the man who breaks into your home doesn't steal, but leaves gifts for all the good little boys and girls. But there is a darker side to Christmas, seldom heard about in the modern age. The night is not just stalked by a fat man in a red suit, but also by a monster. Ever wonder what happens to the boys and girls who don't make Santa's nice list? They fall victim to the fearsome beast named Krampus. Tonight, we present a very special Christmas tale called "'Twas the Night Before Krampus."
"'Twas the night before Christmas, and deep in our bunker, my mom, dad, sister, and I did hunker. The street lights were dark, no carolers sang, not even the blessings of church bells rang, and beneath our beds we all huddled tight and hoped he would pass by our house tonight. Everyone knows of jolly Saint Nick and the gifts he brings on his single night trick, and the presents and baubles and candies and toys that he brings every Christmas to good girls and boys. But it wasn't the man with the red suit and white beard whose annual Christmas visit we feared. Outside in the snow, we heard a loud howl, the crunching of ice and an animal growl. I heard it sniff by our window pane, then a throaty laugh and saw red eyes like flame. My sister and I both stared horrified and prayed that the creature could not get inside. But a moment later a thundering pound turned our door to splinters all over the ground. I screamed as the creature into our home came, this horrible beast, Von Krampus by name. He was massively tall, at least 7 feet, from the points of his horns to his hoof-shodden feet. Across his back, what I mistook for a coat, was the filthy long hair of a dead mountain goat. I cried, and I swallowed my terrified pangs at the sight of his wickedly razor-sharp fangs. His claw-fingered hands looked ready for pain. In one was a bullwhip, the other a chain. He growled and sneered and laughed for a while. Then he pointed at us and said,
"Naughty!"
with a smile. My sister and I both shook with fear. What terrible things had we done this year? We tried to be good, and thought we succeeded. We minded our manners, no punishment needed. We both made good grades. We neither one lied, or cheated, or stole. We had nothing to hide. But Krampus still came, with his evil heart black, to steal us away, stuff us in his sack, to take us away to his punishment cave, where all the bad children forever his slaves. We turned to our parents, behind them to hide, but they both shook their heads and sadly stepped aside.
"You must face the music,"
my father lamented. Von Krampus then laughed. His expression demented. My sister and I hugged each other tight and prayed that someone could save us that night. And just when we gave up and all hope was gone, there came a loud clatter from out on the lawn. With a tinkle of bells our spirits did lift. Von Krampus snarled, the air he did sniff. On the wind came the scent of holly and pine, of gingerbread cookies and holiday wine. In the doorway he stood, in his suit of bright red. St. Nicholas came, we cried out and said,
"Save us, St. Nicholas, there's been a mistake. We've been good all year, you can't let him take..."
"Hold on, not so fast."
He raised his great hand.
"There's something going on here that you don't understand. Von Krampus did come, that much is true. But the demon of Christmas did not come for you."
At the demon we stared, both of us confused. He had to be here for somebody. But who? Then I started to think, and all became clear. Who'd been the naughtiest of all that year? Well, Mommy drank vodka by pitchers and glasses, and Daddy watched porn and cheated on taxes, and Mommy spent far too much time on her hair, and Daddy had something he called an affair. And Mommy spent all of my birthday money, and Daddy called Sister his own secret honey. The more that I thought, the more I understood. We children were fine, but the parents no good.
"But Krampus takes children,"
my father protested. And Santa's face twisted toward the man he detested.
"Christmas time is for children and gifts to be given. You took their innocence, and that can't be forgiven. You scared them into silence, their souls you did twist, and to top it all off, told them I didn't exist. For your lifelong naughtiness, the piper must be paid."
And set Krampus upon them with a dismissive wave. The adults screamed as they went into his sack, and we cried until Santa patted my back.
"What's wrong?"
asked St. Nicholas.
"I thought you'd be happy to be rid of those people who treated you crappy."
"We are,"
I sniffed, sincere as could be.
"But what is to become of my sister and me?"
St. Nicholas smiled and laughed loud and deep, as did Krampus, a sound that still haunts my sleep.
"Why, you'll come with me,"
he said with great joy.
"I have great use for a good girl and boy. You'll come to my workshop and work with my elves. I promise that you will enjoy yourselves. I'll teach you my secrets, my toy-making ways, and you will take over when I've ended my days."
"But,"
said my sister,
"what about him? Won't Krampus be lonely?"
She scratched his chin.
"I wish to thank him, and I know the way. I will go with him and be his protege."
And so from Kris Kringle I learned to make toys, and my sister to torture naughty girls and boys. And every evening from that point thereafter, my dreams were full of parents' screams and my sister's laughter. And so this ends our happy Christmas story. If you're nice and not naughty, you've no need to worry. But if your heart's full of coal, and you're an evil mister, try to hide, but you'll soon meet Krampus and my sister.
What a charming tale of Christmas cheer. Remember, boys and girls, Krampus doesn't just take children. He punishes all who are naughty. But that doesn't bother you, does it? After all, you've been good, right? Oh dear. From the cast and crew of Dread Time Stories, and from everyone at Dread Central, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a very happy New Year.
Dread Time Stories is brought to you by Dread Central, the largest horror news site in the world. By Rotten Cotton, where your insides on the outside. By AmericanHorrorWriter.net, makers of fine horror available worldwide. And by Kringle's Butcher Shop, with our special on reindeer sausage. Good night, folks.